Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Remember, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. You landed on the best podcast in the world. You know why? Because I say it is. Because I am the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And I want to make you very, very uncomfortable. And I'm starting to get to the point where I'm just going to go even harder and make people even more uncomfortable because I'm so tired of the mediocrity. Just straight up tired of it. So we're going to talk about that today and how I got to this point, how I don't give a fuck what people think about me. And I know why I'm here is to leave a dent in the universe. I wake up every single day with good intentions, and that's what I'm going to start with. So I have a question for you to start this podcast. Do you wake up every single morning? So if you answer no to this question, you can change your whole life. Do you wake up every morning and go, fuck everybody else? I'm going to fuck people over today. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to make my intentions to screw everybody over today. I'm going to do the best I can to make everybody's life miserable. I'm going to do everything I can to be mean, to be vindictive, to hurt people. And every action I do is going to be directed at hurting somebody. Can you answer yes or no to that question? If you answer no to that question, then there's nothing you should worry about. There is not one ounce of judgment you should be worried about. But here's what's happened to your subconscious mind. Now, let's talk about the subconscious mind and how it works. Your subconscious mind, you have 5% of your conscious mind, which is your thinking mind. It's your thought. It's your short-term memory. It's what you're thinking about what I'm saying. You're processing and analyzing what I'm saying. But the feeling and vibration you're getting based on what I'm saying, if it's making you uncomfortable or comfortable, or you resonate with this based on your subconscious mind programming since you were a young child. Now, your subconscious mind programming since you were a young child is developed from pattern or generation after generation after generation after generation after. So when I say I'm the greatest of all time, your parents might say, oh, you know, you need to be humble. Now, it depends on your perception of humble or being the greatest. Or maybe you got a trophy because you were 10th place and your mom said that there was no people. Oh, everybody wins, right? And so that feels really uncomfortable to you when somebody says they're the greatest of all time. So there's nothing wrong with that. But the problem is that so many people are so ingrained in their subconscious mind of this fear of judgment. And that starts to happen when we're about 8 years old and we develop a conscious mind because you notice that people make fun of you or somebody says something about you, you get rejected and all this stuff. And your parents tell you this person's evil and this person's bad and this religion's bad and this one's bad and they're not right. And there's a million different gods, blah, 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 blah. So it's not your fault. But what is your fault now is now that you have the tools and resources and know that if your intentions are good, that you shouldn't fear judgment. Now it's your fault if you don't make the decisions to move your life forward because some of you are sitting in a position right now because of other people's decisions. You've literally molded and shaped your life based on other people's weak-ass programming and subconscious mind programming. You've made financial decisions. You've made decisions to get married to a certain person. You've made decisions to stay in a shitty relationship because of fear of judgment. You're in a shitty job because of fear of judgment. You're in a shitty marriage because of fear of judgment. You sometimes get in positions that you shouldn't be in because of your lack of your insecurity and your lack of being able to control yourself. And so here you are. Here you are. You sit here now. So now you have a choice. You have a choice. You can live a fucking epic life or you can just sit back on your hands and watch everybody else. Well, hardly anybody else do it. Your subconscious mind is extremely important. Now, here's the biggest battle. Here is the biggest battle. It's like fucking, you got to take a car and just break it all the way down to the nuts. Just everything, all the car completely taken apart and rebuild it. Are you willing to do that? You got one fucking lifetime, one fucking lifetime. Are you willing to do it? And I know the answer. No, you're not. You don't want to go through the hard work, the fucking dedication to tear the car down to its nuts and bolts to rebuild that motherfucker. But you're willing to be miserable every fucking day. You're willing to bitch and complain. You're willing to fucking wake up with sleep in your eyes, to struggle to get to the gas station, to get your coffee, to say, don't talk to me till I get my coffee, to talk shit about Bobby and Susie and Billy, to be miserable, to get to lunch, to go eat a bunch of shitty food because you're miserable, to be tired, to not listen to your boss, to complain about your boss, to go home, to listen to a radio station that catches people cheating, to go home and sit there and freaking your butt. You come home and your husband wants to have sex. Like, fuck you, I don't like you anymore. And then you walk past each other, and then you go sit there and you watch your baseball game, and you do it over and over and over and over and over again. And you talk about how uncomfortable you are, but you're not uncomfortable enough to fucking tear the car all the way down and rebuild it to have the life of your dreams. And that's why I just figured out why I'm making people uncomfortable, because they see me living this epic life, doing what the fuck I want, when I want, how I want, speaking how I want, not giving a fuck what people think. And it makes people really, really uncomfortable. And yes, I'm intense right now because I'm tired of mediocrity. 100%. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. And the more assertive I come, the more uncomfortable people get. It's just a fact. It's a fact. But I'm asking you a question. Are you willing to tear the car down all the way down to the nuts and bolts to rebuild it? And what people are going to say is, you got an ego. Oh, you're so self-absorbed. You're this. Well, sometimes you got to be self-absorbed because your fucking kids are suffering. You can't get your shit together. You can't even fucking play with them. It's too hot to go outside. I'm uncomfortable. Your kids don't give a fuck. They want to be with their parent. They want you to be active. They want you to be in their life. They want you to make some money so you can do some fun stuff, so you can show them what hard work and dedication is about. But you're willing to sit. And most of you are doing this because you're afraid of judgment. That's it. You're afraid of judgment. You're afraid to go to the gym because, oh, they're going to judge me. You're afraid to fucking eat healthy because you're afraid someone's going to say something about your food. You're afraid to fucking go drive Uber because you think your friends are going to judge you and think you're broke. Well, you are broke. You are broke. You're broke. Like, think about it. You're fucking broke. Like, well, what are you doing? You're broke. So who gives a fuck if Susie thinks you're broke? She's broke too. Think about it. 1% of the population owns 97% of the wealth. You're not fucking special. Everybody's broke right now. So get over it. Susie doesn't pay your bills. Susie, but if you got disciplined right now and you broke the car down to the nuts and bolts, if you broke it down to nuts and bolts and go through the pain of rebuilding it, but I'll tell you what, once you rebuild that Ferrari and you're fucking sitting in the Ferrari now, which is you, people are going to judge you. That's it. So you got to develop that subconscious mind, whereas you got to build it. So you have two choices. You have two choices. You can have the life of being uncomfortable and bitching and complaining all the way to your death, or you can have the life of being uncomfortable, rebuilding the life you've always wanted and helping your kids see confidence, an uplifting environment, a happy mom and dad, an inspired mom and dad, because they're going to repeat the exact same thing you did, Warriors. It's never too late. I don't care if you're fucking 20. I don't care if you're 30. I don't care if you're 40. I don't care if you're 50. I don't care if you're 60. I don't care if you're 70. It's never too late. You get one shot, Warriors, one shot. So what you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. The decisions you're making every single day, it's your fault, nobody else's. Warriors, rise, get your shit together.